Reagan is the right wing Jesus.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Wilson Reagan
is the right wing Jesus.
Is the right wing Jesus.
And I don't take anything personal, but I think a lot of people do. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why a lot, why I probably wouldn't.
The truth presents options you don't want to give people when you lie to them.
I'm gonna use that one. Yo, I'm gonna write that down. Yo, repeat that again.
It's real, man. Yo, that's sometimes I be getting inspired. Part of me, but yeah.
The truth, what?
I said, the truth. It gives people what I say.
I'm asking you what you said, yo.
I'm freestyling, man. You make it like I said it, like I was, you know. I'm freestyling right now, man. Rewind the tape back, man. This is shit white people kill me with, man. This is that white people victim, Anglo-Saxon poor white man bullshit. And I get it. I know where they're coming from with it. I'll get into that another day. But they white people kill me with this shit, man. You know what I mean? Reagan is probably one of the most loved presidents in the after fact with these white folks.
Yeah,
so what are they talking about? What are they talking about killing Reagan? Reagan, it's like Reagan, the man had 8 years. The man, I mean, he was a super scumbag. People hate Trump. I'm like, damn, y'all hate Trump. Y'all forgot about Reagan? Like, God damn. That's like Trump, the worst president ever, man. Like, Reagan was blatant, way more blatant. But anyway, he was a beloved president. You know, I mean, you know, the left hated him. Yeah, now he's a whole set.
He's a whole set for real.
He's a whole set for real.
Not in a negative sense.
Nah, not in a negative sense. That's why I don't really look at it as a negative sense unless you say Hotep nigga. Then it becomes negative. Then it's like, damn, why you gotta, you know what I mean? And I get it. Believe me, I get it. See, I get it because, you know, you got a lot of the brothers that was beating up on brothers back in the day. Oh, you eating that pork. Da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like, brothers was making brothers feel bad and stupid for nothing back in the day.
That's a fact. That's a 100% fact with the whole 5% and don't eat now laters and they got pork in it, all that, all
those Skittles, now laters, Lucky Charms, pizza. Yeah,
they was definitely on some I understand what they were doing, but now I think about it, these dudes are super duper young too. Like, yo, who are you to tell me about nutrition?
Exactly. I mean,
but good to see you, brother. How you doing? How you holding up in the COVID?
You know, it's great to be seen. We out here. I'm out here, you know, in the COVID world.
I think, you know what we need to talk about? Not the cut. What's this, brother? I think I hear echo when you're in. Yo, what's going on? What's going on, people? How you doing, King?
You know, everything is everything. Same fight, another round. We back here.
See, so you got the Hotep hat. Who gave you the Hotep hat?
Pac Enzo. Shout out to Pac Enzo, Hotep 360. You know, they always calling brothers Hoteps and all that foolishness. But, you know, it is a powerful word with powerful meaning. And my brother got the line going on out of Long Beach. So you can check him out. Pac Enzo, P-A-C-E-N-Z-O. You can find him on Facebook online. He got the Hotep 360 popping. So cool, check him out.
Cool. I'm holler at him. Tell him like he gotta give me some residuals or something if he gets some sales over this from the shout out.
Well, he already know, man. You know, I'm a Hotep model. You know what I mean? For anyone who know, I stay with the Hotep hat on.
You still stay with the Hotep hat.
Yeah, I support my
brother. What's going on with you, man? How's everything going in this COVID world?
Well, you know, right now, you know, everything is everything, man. You know, masked up. And the stores can barely breathe.
Yeah.
Which means I can barely think.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to think when you can't breathe. And I think that's something that people aren't looking into. And, you know, other than that, you know, we out here, brother.
Yeah.
We out here. And I think that, you know, it's crazy we talking about COVID because health, man. Like, you know, I don't know what's going on with these reports of the COVID, but they're now talking about what? Only 9,000. Some doctors are reporting only 9,000 people actually died from it and that everybody else had an underlying issue. And now you got, what's it, Fauci saying that, no, that's some bullshit, that 160 people actually died from the COVID, actually died from COVID. So, you know, it's definitely something to be looking into with health.
Yeah. Let me rewind before, cause I got some type of, I don't know if it's inside information, but probably more information than the average cat, because I'm on a health center. I'm on a board of a health center. But before that, you had COVID. We all think we discussed this on wax. We dating ourselves with the wax. Talk about your experience with COVID. how you think you got it? What was the symptoms? All that stuff from like a first person survivor testimony.
I couldn't really. I think my man brought it to the house. My homeboy, one of my brothers who stays in the house that I rent out, I own. He was sick for a couple of days, and then I got sick, and I'm like, you know, I get sick, and it's a day or two, and I'm back at it. I don't even feel sick. I don't even move like I'm sick. So me being sick, I was down for like a week, and I had pneumonia before, so it was reminding me of the pneumonia where I couldn't breathe. You know, my I was always congested. It was just really bad, and then it didn't get no better for like a week. Then a week later, I'm realizing, whoa, what's going on? I go to the doctor. They told me that I have flu-like bronchitis, but it wasn't the flu. They said I had the flu-like bronchitis, but it wasn't the flu, and it wasn't bronchitis.
This was back
in December. This is back in December. I didn't find out officially until I had to get the antibody tested. I had to get tested for antibodies and find out that is, in fact, what I had. But I was sick for 3 weeks, man. And I would say 3 months after that, I would say all the way up until June, I was still phlegming my throat, coughing here and there. You know, it wasn't like I was still sick, but the effects, the aftermath was still right there.
And what was your symptoms? What was you going through during the process? Was it super bad for you? What was going on? Well, you said it felt like the flu.
It felt like the flu. It felt like when I had pneumonia before. You know, I couldn't breathe. I was just in bed. The chills. It felt like a real intense, severe flu. And then everything started happening because it started with the sore throat. It started the sore throat and the cough. Mm-hmm. But then it turned into nausea. It turned into diarrhea, vomiting. It turned into just about everything under the sun, you know. So, like I said, it started with a bad cough, and it ended with the same cough. Because even when it was over, the cough was still there. But like I said, the cough was there for like 2 months.
Damn.
But I'm gonna tell you what really, really did it though. That as far as when I got better, hot water, man, hot water. Because I had gave it to the woman that I was dealing with at the time. Like she had got it. My whole house had got it, and then her house had got it. And when her house got it, you know, we was big on the tea, the ginger tea, the lemon, the little rum, and you know, all the honey and all that. Like we was just making all types of concoctions every night, you know, old grandma type concoctions, day after day, night after night. And you know, when it was all said and done, I realized that the hot water, see, we was thinking, yeah, the lemon working, the ginger's working, which I'm sure it did its thing. But it was that hot water.
Okay.
All that hot water. All that tea. So, you know, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Water is one of the best. Water is the best thing you can put in your body.
Oh, that's a 100% fact. The body's what? 80% water or something crazy? What's the percentage?
70-something percent water. So, with that being said, it's like we made up of water, so we need to stay water-based.
Yeah, and I'm doing like with my... Because the last time you came to the office, we was handling some business. You said, I'm looking a little stocky or something. You said, you threw a little jab at me.
Husky. I said, my brother was looking a little husky.
You thought I ain't catch that.
I said, yeah, you look a little husky over there, bro.
But so I was like, I know for a fact I got dropped 20 pounds. So, but health health is definitely wealth. It's been, I'm not going to say it's been a struggle in the sense that I can't get it done. It's been challenging, which I guess can be interchanged, but I'm gonna use challenging just like because I know my triggers. Like, so I gotta eat less, but during the day I get real hungry. So when I get home, I just eat everything in sight, and that could be, you know, junk food, whatever. And that's just not a good thing. It's just like, all right, I'm doing the fasting, you know what I'm saying, right, every day, but then I'm going home and I'm killing the fast. So I just got to do, be more conscious of it and make better decisions at the end of the day, man.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. I mean, look at what's going on, man. I'm 42.
Was that breaking?
Yeah, yeah, nah, I actually lost you for a second too. Yeah,
yeah, I lost you too. Yeah, you keep going because we're gonna be just had to edit points. But your father was real heavy into he was real heavy into nutrition. I know you told me before.
My mother, my father was more into the. He was more into the politics and into the, you know, he didn't eat pork and stuff like that. And I think he read How to Eat to Live. And I think that that's what actually sparked my mother, him reading How to Eat to Live. And then my mother being who she is, challenging a lot of the stuff in that book and finding out that a lot of the information that Elijah Muhammad had wrote in the book, doctors couldn't really dispute. So with that happening, that kind of made my mother, like, brought my mother into that. And then my mother had decided to change her diet and her lifestyle. And then it just, you know, growing up with my mother, it kind of stayed with me. You know, I ain't gonna say it stayed with me the way it should have, but you know, it definitely is something that, even when I'm eating shit I know I shouldn't be eating, it's like, man, I know better than this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all know better, man. At the end of the day, once you come into some type of consciousness, and I hate to use that word, but I don't have a better word to describe it. Like, you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Some awareness.
Awareness. It's just whether you're gonna do it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always know what I'm supposed to be doing for the most part.
And what you said is true. However, I have to just say one thing. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people out there.
I'm saying that's what I said. If you, when you come into awareness, like once you know better, you're supposed to do better. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't. You know,
I done sat with brothers and been like, yo, man, you know, you got to start eating healthier. You motherfucker talking about, you don't see this peaches I'm eating? You know, he eating the peaches with the syrup in it. You know, you don't see this, you don't see this fruit I got over here. I'm just saying, okay. You know what I mean? I get you. I get it. You know what I mean? But it's like, we got to be mindful of what's actually healthy and what's not healthy. Because I think a lot of us don't realize, you know, how important food is. You know, foods would be our natural medicine. You know, foods will be what prevents us from going to the doctors. Foods will be what prevents us from dying young and catching all these crazy diseases like cancer, which has a patent on it. So, you know, when you start looking at diseases like that, it's like, are they really necessary? We just lost a good brother in Hollywood, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I always say his name wrong, man. But Chadwick.
Yeah, Black just say Panther. Black Panther, yeah. Just say Black Panther. Everybody you know what we're talking about. Yeah, that joint hit me crazy. We was talking about it before we started recording. That joint hit me crazy because he was our age. You know what I'm saying? So exactly. It was like, we lost him. Then we lost Kobe in a tragic accident earlier this year. Well, I mean, it ain't had nothing to do with health, but still, it's just like, you never know. And we was talking about last week, we was talking about the brothers we lost that we went to school with. You know what I'm saying? Well, so it's like, a lot of people died around us, man, that we know or have some type of awareness of when it comes to, like, you know, Kobe and Chadwick. But the Chadwick joint hit me crazy because I didn't even know he was sick. I don't think anybody knew he was sick.
Yeah, so he kept it private, so it wasn't something that the public knew. So
which is crazy. Well, I mean, I don't think it's crazy. I don't think that's crazy. I think it's crazy that he worked the way he worked going through what he was going through. Because you would
indeed, because he didn't look at all like now. I mean, we might look at a picture now and be like, damn, he looked a little slim or his eyes looked a little dark. But at the end of the day, like, we didn't know what was going on. We seen the brother making movies. He was just in Five Bloods.
Yeah. You know, I still haven't seen Five Bloods, but you told me not to see it.
I didn't tell you not to see it. In fact, I would wish you did see it, because then that might have even been a topic, because I don't know what the hell Spike been doing, but we'll get on that another day. We'll see that for another day. You know what I mean? But
Spike, although he was a great inspiration early on, and you know we had the TV film, we have that in common. So he was definitely, because I was calling myself Spike Singleton back then.
Yeah, see, yeah, you know what I mean, and those were the two.
There was the two.
Rest in peace, like, John Singleton. Rest in peace, John Singleton. But those were the two. Look at John Singleton. We just lost John Singleton. In the last year. Damn, so you know, it's crazy.
And I think what's name first called me that, Will, our mutual friend, homie that we know. I think he was the first person that called me Spike Singleton. I never called myself that, but he did it on some jokey joke. But I guess we're going off topic a little bit. But yeah, man, the health. So when did you read How to Eat to Live? Because I read that joint in high school. I need to revisit it because I don't think I ever read it since then. I read
How to Eat to Live in high school like you did. Then I think I read both volumes, one and two, in my early 20s. And then there was another version that was written recently, a holistic vegan version, which I wrote, which I read, I mean, I read maybe 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So with that said, it's, you know, I've read it more recently, and I can't sit there and say that, you know, I follow that diet in any way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, and I even think that that book needed to be revised, and which is why a few years back there was a revision of it. Because even though, like I said, my mother was finding doctors that couldn't really challenge what was said in that book, there were still certain things. Because, you know, you're looking at the traditional bean pie that they ate, that still had milk in it and butter. You know, you're still using milk and butter. So, you know, now knowing we know about dairy and cow milk and all of that, it's like, okay, we need a substitute now.
Yeah.
So, or we need a replacement, I should say. So, you know, even in that book, there needed to be a revision. But health is important, man. Our brothers are dying very young right now. And it's like, I don't think that it's people are alert enough. People are scared enough. Like, how many people we know in our age bracket that have had cancer? Not just that have died from cancer, but that has had to fight cancer.
A lot, yeah. A lot.
Yeah. You know, my mother's 64. My mother's 64. I lost more friends from health issues than my mother has. And my mother was the one who told me this. I'm not saying this speaking for her. My mother told me this herself after I lost a close friend of mine a few months back.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't know if my mother would have the same story. Well, from health issues, definitely. Probably. I probably got lost more people than my mom did from health issues, probably. Mm-hmm. But overall, nah, cause my mother came of age in the crack era. So it's she lost a lot of people with crack and to HIV. I guess HIV is a health thing, but it ain't necessarily natural causes like that.
It's not, but it's health. It's not health, taking care of your health. And then if we get into what HIV really is, see, I could be here. That's a whole nother beat down and a whole nother topic. But if we get into the HIV thing, it's like, okay, what are we really talking about now? Are we really talking about a disease that really was wiping people out? Are we talking about medication that was imitating the same so-called symptoms of a disease? Are we talking about even the same disease? Are we talking about Kaposi sarcoma? Sarcoma? Are we talking about an actual cancer?
Yeah, I think what's crazy,
hepatitis.
Mutated hepatitis. Hmm.
Are we talking about an actual disease that came out of Africa where they was doing vaccinations in the same pool area? You know, where a million people were vaccinated.
The HIV story, I'm definitely probably not as educated on you about it. I'm definitely gonna go on record and say I'm not as educated about it as you are. I mean, I know a little something, I probably know more than the average person. But the crazy thing about the HIV thing, is that how they was promoting how scary it was and how people was gonna, so many people was gonna be affected by it. And then you're doing like, and you're doing like 40 years later, right? 30 plus years later, and you're like, yo, whatever happened to that HIV apocalypse? And I think, magic looks great. And I'm even bringing it up because I read this book, it had to be last year, called, what is it called? Everybody's Lying, is it called? That's what it's called. And it's like a book on data. And they go, and one of the things is about condom sales, right? You know, they did like a survey, like saying like how often people have sex and how often they say they have protective sex versus the sale of condoms. And like the gap between what people say they doing and the sell the actual condom
purchases.
It's huge. Like so it's like either one, people not having as much sex as they say they are having. People are lying about how much sex they are having. Two, people are lying about how much protected sex that they're having. So it's either one or the other. Like, yo, I think I phrased it wrong. People are either lying about the amount of, they're like, numbers just don't match up. So people are saying
either saying they're having more sex than they're actually having.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? They're not using the condoms they're claiming they're using. It's one or the other. It's bottom line. Yeah,
you got it for me. I don't know why I couldn't get it out just now, but that's basically what the conclusion is. And I just think of like every time I play Russian roulette with the joint. I mean, Russian roulette.
Roulette, yeah, man. A lot of us was playing Russian roulette, man.
Yo, hey, just imagine how many times you roll them dice, and you know what I'm saying? I'm not the only one because the numbers show it. You know what I'm saying? If we assume that people are having as much sex as they say they are having, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's playing Russian roulette out here.
Let's just go back to like 87, 88, right? When we was first hearing about this AIDS. Man, I had a teacher tell me, what was it, one out of every four? She said, one out of every four of us in here would contract HIV before, you know, we grow up. Mm-hmm. And would probably likely die of the AIDS virus, mm-hmm. right? And then she did the whole 1, 2, 3, 4, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, raise your hand. It's about maybe 40 of us in a class.
Yeah.
So now you got about 10 to 12 people with their hands up.
Yeah.
All of y'all motherfuckers are going to die.
Yeah,
All of y'all got AIDS. Like, that's how many people in this classroom were going to have AIDS.
That's crazy.
I don't remember if it was one out of four, one out of three, but it was around there because I remember it being like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and I remember it being like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm looking now and it's like, yeah, you know, a lot of brothers, you know, we were talking about this before, a lot of these brothers and sisters that I came up with on here, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
There wasn't this wave of AIDS. Now, in the 80s and 90s, my father generation, oh, yeah, that dope.
Yeah.
That generation wiped off. AIDS got them.
Yeah.
Got them. You know, but like you said, the numbers aren't changing. So where's the AIDS going?
Yeah.
And then when I was young, I remember like 83, 84, people used to die from pneumonia on the regular. Like, you guys, pneumonia, you could die from that shit.
Yeah.
When the last time somebody died from pneumonia unless they had AIDS? So did pneumonia stop killing people?
Now, I think the pneumonia number's still up there, though. I just don't think it's publicized like that.
I mean, they are still up there because the actual causes of death from a lot of these diseases be pneumonia. You know, after the fact, it's like your immune system is already compromised. But look at a disease like HIV. Yeah. HIV, you catch pneumonia because your immune system is so compromised that you can't
fight. Yeah, they say you don't die from HIV. You die from
anything it gives you. You die from anything you get after you get the HIV, because the HIV pretty much it gets inside your white blood cells and it weakens them up. It fights with them, and then it doesn't allow them to recognize diseases coming around. And next thing you know, your body is not fighting off anything, and you're dead from a regular ass call.
Yeah. So go back to the COVID though. When you started off with the COVID with the numbers. And the reason why the numbers messed up from the behind the scenes standpoint, but not really behind the scenes, is that so everybody that tested for COVID, no matter what they died from, they labeled it as COVID. And and the reason they do that, like a lot of people say, is the economic reasons. You know what I'm saying? They get more money, which they do get more money. But the reason they do that is because really for legal purposes, right? So say somebody you go in the hospital and you have, they tested you after you died for COVID, but you had a heart attack, right? So they statistically, scientifically, they can't prove which one really, really did it, pushed you over the edge, right? So but now I'm gonna get you to legally. So legally, they gotta treat you, they gotta treat the cleanup process afterwards as if you had COVID, because now they open themselves up for liability. Like, say, he ain't really died from COVID. He died from the heart attack. So we just going to leave his room like it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You go in there and you catch COVID. Now, well, they trying to make it so that these hospitals are not liable, actually. But now they going
in. I see what you're saying. Yeah, but now you catch the COVID and it's like, I thought he died from a heart attack. But now I'm sick of COVID.
Exactly.
But to say that scientifically they can't prove, but to say that scientifically they can't prove whether you expired from the heart attack or the COVID, I think is bullshit.
Yeah. Why you say that?
To say that you can't tell which one actually was the cause of death. You know, people get shot multiple times and they can find out which shot was the fatal shot. You understand what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me you got a disease and a heart attack? And you can't tell that heart attack killed you.
Yeah.
Now you can say the heart attack. You can say that the disease made, you know, made it harder for you to recoup from that heart attack, or made it harder for your body to whatever it needs to do when you're having a heart attack, to fight the heart attack back, or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You can say that, but to say that you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, I might be restating it. You might have a point. I might be restating what
they might have said that. Yeah. I don't know. You might be right. So since we don't have no receipts in front of us, yeah. we'll leave that one to the bayside. Nah, but I don't think they said some dumb shit like that.
Yeah, you make a good point. I might be stating it wrong. I gotta come back and correct it on the next episode or something.
It's like, yo, you can't trust the doctors, and it's not to say that just because you're in the hospital field or you're a doctor, you're full of shit. But it's like, we're talking about the same industry that allowed, you know, black men to be, you know, untreated with syphilis. We're talking about the same industry that sterilized black women up until 1977 on record. I don't know about, you know, how long they actually did it, but on record. What year was you born, my brother?
77.
Like I said, they were doing this up until 1977. I was born in 78, so my mother could have been affected by that. You know what I mean? Like, it was a candidate for that. So we're talking about the same medical field that does this. So, you know, it's like the flat earth. You know, once you prove NASA is lying about one thing, it's like, okay, well, they're lying about the whole earth being a globe. you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to be real careful. And that's what happens with this COVID shit, because then it turns into, oh, man, COVID ain't nothing but a common cold. Yeah. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But, you know, once I prove that the people who are telling us all this about the COVID is lying about something that has nothing to do with COVID, now it's like, well, shit, maybe it is just a common cold.
I think there's a couple things going on. I think it's one, people are afraid to say they don't know, like doctors, you know what I'm saying? They don't know. They don't know what is what. So you got to make all these claims, like, and affirmatively in a way. I don't watch the news, so I don't know how they making these claims or not. You know what I'm saying? But I get the sense that, you know, they are making these claims that this is what's doing that and this is what's doing that, when really they should be like, I don't know, but my best guess is that such and such is happening. You know what I'm saying? In my head.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I don't watch the news at all. So I don't know how they've been reporting it. And I don't follow Fauci. I don't watch
the news at all.
Nah, I don't watch the news at all. Yeah.
Where do you get your information from? You ain't even on Facebook no more, so you can't even get the memes no more. You can't even get those insightful memes that you know, people be posted up with all this great information that you can't get on the regular news, because it's a secret.
Oh yeah. So I try to live on Facebook during the 30 minutes a day.
You know, my middleman was telling me about this secret city underground the other day, and how the government got these officials that's hiding under there right now, and I'm sitting like, it's such a secret, how the nigga delivering my mail can tell me this shit. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, though, you know.
Hey, yo,
shout out to my mailman.
Yeah, the whole secret joint. People be like, yo, such and such a secret. It's always funny because, like, you're right, because I always had the same thought, like, yo, if it's such a secret, how do you know this? Like, you just an average Joe. You just an average joker, yo.
Exactly. What kind of Pentagon clearance your ass got?
Got right.
You know what I mean? What kind of types of clarity clearances you working with? You come in here, well, you know, shit. I'm at work, my coworker, you know, we driving a forklift. He pull up to me telling me about some secret society and how the boss is belonging to this. Yeah, whatever, my nigga. Like, okay, yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. Yeah, so what was I going to before you tell me that story, yo? I forgot what.
Oh, man, this is what happens, man. This is what happens, yo.
And I don't even smoke trees.
I do all the time.
Yeah. But anyway, we just go to another joint. So, what I was saying about the COVID joint, I think, you know, wait, how I get my news from. So I do read news articles. I do read that.
Right.
I just don't watch the news. Like, I basically got my little app set up that I get the news. So I do read the news articles, and I try to stick to, like, you know, BBC, New York Times. I don't dwell deep into, like, the blogs, because all these sites are blogs nowadays, really, truth be told. Like, all these news sites is kind of sort of bloggy. They ain't really checking nothing like that. So I take
everything. It's opinions. You know, we're able to get in front of mics and just say our opinions and a little bit of bullshit research we did without cross-referencing it.
Without cross-referencing it at all. So, like, for me, that's where I get my news from. Even when I get that, I'll be on my training day joint. Like, yo, this is entertainment for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's his name? Lonzo was talking about the news, like I take everything, I read it and I take everything with a grain of salt, because I know, like, for the most part, a lot of these joints is just opinion pieces with a couple of facts in it, because we don't really, news move so fast nowadays, like all these joints are blogged. It's really no journalistic stuff, unless it's like them super long pieces you get every now and then from the New York Times or the BBC, where they wrote it for months. Everything else is just like, yo, we getting it right now, we reporting it. We got reported before TMZ reported, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything about them clicks, that's how I get my news. But like the news, I've been stopped watching the news though, man. I stopped watching news a long time ago. Like, once you realize, like, they just programming you, like, for better or worse, they just programming you, like, and I know what sells is, like, sex, money, and murder.
I think sometimes when you watch the news, I think you got to really look at it and see what they talking about and who they talking to. Because sometimes, yo, they talk to themselves because they know your ass ain't watching it.
I might tune in this weekend and check.
I'm dead serious, man. Sometimes you really got to pee, because sometimes I'm like, damn, they know we're not looking at this shit right now, because they just talking directly to themselves right now. You know, Bill O'Reilly was infamous for doing that, because he knew he had the heart of the people he needed to watch. Yeah. So sometimes it's important to watch some of these things. Like I said, they talking cold, and they you know, they speak to themselves, and you can catch a lot of shit. You know, you can catch a lot of shit. It's like, you know, we both are students, so we read a lot of the people that we admired coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we read about a lot of our heroes. But how many of us really, me and you may be different, but how many of us read about the villains?
Nah, so what I tell people all the time, not many. So what I tell people all the time, like, to become a critical thinker, a good critical thinker, in my opinion, is, and I think it might be some science behind it, like, you got to, read what you agree with, but read the stuff that you don't agree with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, everything is a social theory, right? Like, so and with the all social theories, there's contradictions, and there's weaknesses and every theory, you know what I'm saying? So you got to figure that out, and that's how you build your argument. So I be telling people all the time, like, it's not so much that I'm quote unquote smart, but I know the weakness in my argument and my position before you tell me, you know what I'm saying? And most people don't do that. But yeah, you got to read the villain. So I just read, actually, I listened to it on audiobook. I don't count that as reading. I just listened to the audiobook of, it was a Bill O'Reilly book. Yeah. What book was it?
Bill O'Reilly. That's what he's one of my favorites too on the low.
Yeah. Yo, I'm not going to front, yo. I don't think he's writing those books. Wait, maybe he is. But the joint was super interesting, yeah.
Bill O'Reilly got the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I think he got a Ghost Rider and puts his name on it. He's not the only one that do it. You know what I mean? I think, but he was crazy though, is he is his advanced degree is in like history or something like that. So he has at least went through the process of the skill set of developing that. You know what I'm saying? But I think I listened to two of his joints. I listened to they killed such and such theories. Let me do Google real quick. Mm-hmm. So I can give you the what this joint joker was, yo. But it was like last year, and it was something I would never ever have picked up, but for it was free from the library, you know what I'm saying? And that's
right.
I think that's a lot of things that you know, the internet has made, even with music, like, it's certain things I would never have picked up, but just because it was free, I was like, let me just listen to it, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
Yeah, you got the Killing Series. Are you familiar with that?
About what? It's about like debunking, like
so I listened to Killing Jesus.
Yeah, I did hear about this. I never read any of this shit though.
Yeah. Now the Killing Jesus. I listened to Killing Jesus, and I listened to Killing Reagan. And yo, them joints are super duper entertaining, bro.
I gotta check out the Reagan one.
Yo, they are super duper. I listened to them, so I didn't read them. So I did that. You know, like I said, I don't count that as reading. But right. They are super duper entertaining. Like I said, I would have never ever chose the Bill O'Reilly joint if I had to read it, you know what I'm saying, and go to the library and pick it up. I would have never did it, but them joints are super duper interesting, man. Like the Killing Jesus, I think I listened to that, like, and I study religion and all that, like you do. That joint was super good, right, too, man. And it's right. Like, you know, you're gonna be like, you're gonna pick up some stuff and be like, yeah, that's bullshit or whatever. But it does give you a different perspective from a different point of view that we probably won't necessarily listen to on our own. You know what I mean?
Indeed. So I'm gonna definitely check that one out. It's Killing Jesus.
Yeah, so he got Killing Reagan, he got Killing Patton, he got, so it's a whole series, Killing Crazy Hoes, Killing
Lincoln. And basically, what's the whole idea about it? Because I'm hearing it, and a lot of these people were assassinated, except for Reagan, at least not.
Yeah, so that's basically what he do. He go through like their life. It's basically like an autobiography joint, but he gives you like mad different facts and spins on it while he's doing it. And like I said, they actually has the co-author as I think the co-author is really the real dude that writes it, Martin Duggard. And I think this Bill O'Reilly just puts his name on it. But I could be wrong, you know what I mean? And not giving that man his proper credit.
Well, Bill O'Reilly, I'm gonna say this, man. He wrote some fiction shit before that was all right. Yeah, you know what I mean, it was like some drama shit. I think it was like a house got a home invasion. So that dude has a sick brain. He's like a, you know, he's one of those sick, you know, he probably got some sick shit going on in his mind. Cause I read some of his fiction. So I don't know if he didn't write I don't know if that would be considered nonfiction, Killing Reagan, Killing Jesus. Yeah.
Now it's nonfiction, so it's basically a biography, but he goes into like the politics and all that around what's going on. So it's a historical, I don't know what the genre would be, but it says historical take on what got these people killed, basically. You know what I'm saying?
But Reagan wasn't assassinated. He got assassinated, shot.
But he talk about killing, when he talks about killing Reagan, he basically talks about killing like the
his character
basically, like the let me read. Let me see.
This is what white people kill me with, man. This is that white people victim, Anglo-Saxon poor white man bullshit. And I get it. I know where they're coming from with it. I'll get into that another day. But they white people kill me with this shit, man. You know what I mean? Reagan is probably one of the most loved presidents in the after fact with these white folks.
Yeah.
So what are they talking about killing Reagan? Reagan is like Reagan. The man had 8 years. I mean, he was a super scumbag. People hate Trump. I'm like, damn, y'all hate Trump. Y'all forgot about Reagan? Like, God damn. Act like Trump the worst president ever, man. Like, Reagan was blatant, way more blatant. But anyway, he was a beloved president. You know, I mean, you know, the left hated him. White people kill me with that. All of a sudden now Reagan's was I don't know. That's because he's a right-wing hero. He's a god. You know what I'm saying? Reagan is the right wing Jesus.
Yeah. That's
Ronald Reagan. Ronald Wilson Reagan
is the right wing Jesus.
Is the right wing Jesus.
Yo, I think you pretty accurate on that, yo. Cause they love that dude, man. They love that dude and like,
yeah, man. Reagan won the Cold War, didn't he?
Allegedly,
that's right. Yeah, I mean, we know that's some bullshit. I'm just saying, Reagan won the Cold War, right? I'm saying,
yeah. So yeah, check it out, man. I think you would enjoy it. Like I said, I don't know if I would suggest you buy it. You know what I'm saying? Unless you want to buy it, but or get it from the hard copy. I listened to it on audio, and it was a fast read. And Bill O'Reilly, he narrated both of them.
He actually did the reading.
Yeah, he actually did the reading.
Check that shit out. I don't know if I feel like hearing his voice though, man. Like, damn. I mean, his voice is just so
when he talks. He's still alive though. What he doing now, man? He got his own little YouTube.
I'm sure he got the radio podcast, all that shit popping. I'm sure his shit is jumping. You know, he still got his radio show, which was been jumping before Fox picked him up. So he's good. I mean, he just rubbed on the wrong booties in his office, I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? He just disrespected the wrong, you know what I mean, somebody's daughter or sister. He just, the wrong one. Enough is enough. You know, me and then me too is right around the corner. So it was like, nah, we got to make examples. And his ass had to go.
He got caught up in that Me Too joint.
He got caught up in the pre-Me Too hype, though. He was like the precursor. Like the shit that happened with him, that was like precursor to Me Too.
Yeah,
you know, and it's fucked up because the Me Too there was some realness behind that. It was a real thing that women really had to deal with in Hollywood, in the work field, in Washington D.C. Like, but then it just became, you know, we got to get rid of him. So he touched my ass. He made me feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it became hard to know. It became the Salem witch trial all over again.
Yeah, I think.
It became McCarthy all over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's the. I think that's the always the danger when we go so far, go so hard for a cause that we just.
Well, the danger is when we start going so hard over accusations. That's really what it is. Yeah. When you start allowing just the accusation to hold that much weight without the proof, because a lot of times we're talking about accusations where even if you could prove it, there was no evidence that was there at the moment to say, look, he did this and this is how I can prove it. It was just off of this happened 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, last week or whatever. It's been going on for the months or whatever, but it's based on he say, she say, or hearsay, I should say. So, you know, you're the lawyer. You know about this thing more than me. You know what I'm saying? But yes, it wasn't based on proof. It wasn't, or mm-hmm. And evidence isn't even proof.
Yeah.
But it wasn't based on evidence. It was just based on, he did this shit.
Yeah, I think that's when it got crazy. I think they have that backbone. But I think that's when it was like, believe women, that movement, like, believe everything women say all the time. Like, who do we believe all the time, son?
Nobody.
Nobody. I don't even believe myself all the time. So how am I going to believe somebody else all the time, yo?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And, you know, you can't say that out loud. You're not supposed to, but I just said it. So it is what it is. And it's coming out. I ain't going to edit it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, like, yo, I don't even believe myself all the time. And I know when I be lying. Like, I try not to lie as much as possible, and I still be lying. You know what I'm saying?
You know, everybody lies once a day, man. At least.
At least.
Everybody tells one lie a day, everybody. I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, not
more than one.
Maybe that tastes delicious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You lie once a day.
The thing is, I think the argument is always like, and it's a stupid ass argument, and we only believe it when we want to believe it. We only use that statement when we want to use it or want to justify something. It's like, why would they lie about that? Like, since when do we need reasons to lie, son? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's a real shit right there. You know why? Yeah, you're right. We always act like we want to know.
Yeah.
Nah, we always act like
we want to know, but and it's always like people always say like we only use that when we think the person is credible or we don't think they would lie about the thing that they'll lie about. You'd be like, yo, why would you lie about that? But we lie all the time with no reason. You don't need a reason to lie, yo.
Indeed. You really don't. Because like you said, we see people do this shit all the time to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why would they lie about that? But, you know, lying is, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I always got to bring it back to this. Black people, they don't want to hear this, but it's like Donald Trump. It's like mm-hmm. Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Black people, we're like that abused husband, the wife, I mean. We're like the abused wife. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear the good shit. We want to hear, baby, it's going to be all right after we know we just been getting ass whooped. Mm-hmm. You want to hear, baby, don't worry about it. I'm going to take you out to dinner. We're going to go on vacation next week. It's going to be like it was before. We want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
You know, because it makes us feel better. Whereas right now we got the motherfucker who's telling us, your ass better duck, because this right hook is coming right at your motherfucking jaw, yo. Play with me if you want.
Yeah.
And we can't handle that. We can't. I'm just being honest, yo. We can't do. We want to hear it. It's going to be all right, baby. Don't worry about it.
I don't think humans, obviously, I don't know what the early humans was doing. I don't think we are equipped to deal with the truth, period, all day, every day. Just imagine somebody was telling you the truth all day, every day, son. You can't imagine it because it's not happening. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's hard to imagine. However, I would say this. I think it would change the dynamic of how. I think it would change. I think we wouldn't be nowhere near as emotionally driven as we were.
If somebody was
because it would, because nobody would be there to protect these feelings of ours by lying to us on a regular. So we're just constantly hearing the truth. You would either just fold and fall apart, or you would just be the toughest motherfucker in the world. So I don't know. I think I might be with that.
Yeah.
You might be with it. I'm a only the strong survive person. I'm a get the weak out the way type of person. That's just reality. That's just what it is.
I got
my women friends mad at me right now because I told them the truth. Men are smarter than women. Women are more intelligent. They didn't want to hear that shit.
Yeah. So with me, I think I would be all right too. and this is why I had to dial back my some of my communication, because I communicate with people the way I would want to be communicated with. So I would rather you tell me the truth and let me deal with it versus you lie to me and I find out later. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me. I'm gonna use that one. Yeah, I'm gonna write that down. Yo, repeat that again.
It's real, man. Yo, that's sometimes I be getting inspired. Part of me, but yeah.
The truth, what?
I said, the truth. It gives people what I say.
I'm asking you what you said. Yeah,
I'm freestyling, man. You make it like I said it, like I was. You know, I'm freestyling right now, man. Rewind the tape back, man.
Truth gives people options.
Now, the truth, what it is, the truth gives people options that they don't. People lie so they don't have the options that they would have with the truth, period. Like, if I tell you the truth, you're going to have options now by what I tell you. But if I lie to you now, you don't see those options no more, because it's like, okay, this is what it is.
So you said people lie because it limits the options? I guess that's the...
It doesn't limit the options. It takes those options away.
Because
now I don't have the option to say, okay, I'm with this or I'm not with that. Because you believe what you're going off of what I just said. Hey, baby, I don't got another girlfriend. You're the only one. Now you lost the option to say, well, if you had a girlfriend, I would have still been cool with it. Or I'm going over here with it. I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. I lost that option now at that very moment because, or at least you didn't want me to have that option. And that's why you lied to me.
That's just an example,
but it can be as many examples. You know what I'm saying?
Examples. Yeah. No, I get you. That makes
sense. Nothing going on over there. They ain't got nothing over there, man. This shit is right here, yo. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you stay right here, not knowing that it's bigger and better over there.
Yeah.
I don't want you going over there. It's just the option. So when you really think about the psychology of why people lying, I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Outside of trying to make yourself just look good and impress people, because then that's the other key.
Yeah.
And even that is taking away the option. Nah, man, fuck what they talking about. I'm cooler. Listen to all the cool shit I did in life.
Mm. Yeah. Or it just a... For attention too, I guess that's the same thing. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being, because I'm thinking about one of my people that we know that passed away not too long ago. Him saying, like, I remember we was like I moved to East Windsor in the eighth grade. I remember him telling me, like, I don't know if it was the eighth, ninth grade or what grade we were in, but he told me he smoked crack before. And I was just like, son. But he's always lie, yo. He was a compulsive liar, man. And God bless the dead, but yo, it is what it is. That's who he was, yo. He was a good, when I knew him.
Now, as friends, like, how many times have you seen that on an obituary? He was a loving husband.
Oh, obituary father. All lies is obituary. You know what I mean?
But he was he was a perpetual liar, though. He was a habitual liar. When do you hear that? When do you see that? And a motherfucker. I mean, I done read obituaries where I'm thinking, damn. I knew this motherfucker, and I knew how much of a liar he was, to the point where I'm looking at it like, damn, the obituary is some bullshit. This nigga didn't do half of this shit. The motherfucker was a veteran in the Gulf War. He came home and he worked at AT&T for this, did this, that. Nigga was a crackhead.
Yeah.
Nigga went to the army, got a dishonorable discharge.
Yeah. Nah, the joke I'm thinking about, he was a compulsive liar. I don't know if he ever changed, because I haven't seen him since high. Well, I ran into him a couple times since high school before he passed. But yeah, I mean, that's who he was. If people get mad, they just get mad. That's who he was. Everybody,
that's what you listen. Huh? For the record, because we're not going to say no names. I know who you're talking about. You know who we're talking about. A few other people might know, and then they might guess because other people passed away, because a lot of our peers are dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. We got to remember people how they really were. We knew people in real time. If that was our experience with them, can't nobody take that from me. Can't nobody take that from you. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I wasn't the only person he was lying to. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, I'm not lying if I told you that this motherfucker was on the registry. So don't get me started. People can feel how they want to feel about it. It is what
it is.
The same
dude was on the registry, yeah?
If I'm lying, I'm dying. If I'm lying, that's slander. You can take me to court. You can sue me for saying some shit like that. I ain't saying no names, but if I'm lying, I'm slander.
I think I knew that.
If it's lying, I'm slander.
Yeah, I think I knew that.
Have no time to defend nobody who's on that list.
Yeah.
Unless they came out publicly and explained why the fuck they're on that list.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear about no excuses, but we can move on. But that's how I feel about anybody. So if Yes is on that list,
huh?
No, I'm just saying for anybody who is on that list, RJ, you was on that list. I got flack for putting you on Facebook, RJ. But anybody on that list, I don't give a fuck about you, man. Unless you explain your situation,
RJ. I'm trying to think who RJ.
I'm gonna just say RJ because I don't want these niggas mad at you too.
Yeah, I know who it is. But at the end of the day, yo, if you on the list, you on the list for a reason, bro. So that ain't our fault. You on the list.
Exactly, man. You know what I mean? You should have been exactly.
Yeah, you should have. If you on the list, you should have.
And if somebody lied on you or something like that, you need to explain that. You need to publicly let it be known that your name has been slandered.
Yeah.
Publicly, if you on that list.
You on the list, but
because I'm not gonna lie to you, Detravius, when it comes to pedophilia, when it comes to playing with children or underage minors, now I understand lines get crossed. You're 18, she's 17. I don't know the laws in Jersey, you're the lawyer, not me. I don't know all those particular little nuisances and shit like that. But
you good in Jersey, you good in Jersey.
But at the end of the day, though, if you're doing some bullshit that you know you did,
and it
comes out there to me, only thing that really I feel like is, you know, we need to find 6 feet of dirt for your punk ass and then let it be. That's the only thing that's really, to me, that's the only, I don't want to talk to you about none of that. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we know a couple people. Yo, damn. So, you know what? I told you off the record. Now, I guess we could keep it on the record, too. Like, just in case anybody else want to pick it up. If you don't want to pick it up, you might have to, that documentary about East Windsor Heist Town might need to happen, yo, because there's a lot of people that's on that list too that we know.
There was a lot of victims turned into victimizers, man.
Mm.
And they, you know that, and that's the thing that we don't like to talk about. Heist Town was one of them towns that was filled with a lot of incest, a lot of huge families, you know, inbreeding and all that, and just, you know, children and crooked uncles and aunts doing this, that, and the third, and leaving them with this one and that one. And it is what it is. And then it got perpetuated, man. Because you see a lot of sexual abnormalities in these families, too. You call it whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it that. But you see a lot of alternative sexual lifestyles in these families as well.
Got you.
And nobody looks at where this is coming from and why is it so prevalent, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, I said before, like, when you have a sexual experience as a youth, for some reason, whether you liked it or not, that first sexual experience you had gets revisited.
And we're going to end it on there.